Hello and welcome to this, our service for the Church of the Epiphany for Pentecost, May 28, 2023. Our penny social is this Friday night at 6:30. This Sunday, we welcome members of the Middlesex Lodge number 379 to come and worship with us, and we thank them in advance for lunch. June 20th is our planning meeting at 7 in the evening, where we're planning the next 6 months' events at Epiphany. We're having a craft show and sale June 17th. Details in our email. Sandra Winterton has mint smoothies, only $3, all proceeds to the church. Please save Sunday, July 30th at 2 for Jeremy Smith concert. We want to pack the church, so let's all come. Craft Club, June 10th. Our food cupboard continues to do wonderful work, and so please keep it in mind when you're shopping. Save your canceled stamps for Gloria Thompson. Rinsed empty drink containers for Kiana. Check out our church's website. And please remember to like our Facebook page. If you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, and Barb's address and phone number are in the email. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of grandparents John and Alta Wilson, Herbert and Mabel Winterton, and dear parents Keith and Doreen Winterton, and are given by Sandra Winterton. The opening of our worship. Holy God, you spoke the world into being. Pour your spirit to the ends of the earth, that your children may return from exile as citizens of your commonwealth, and our divisions may be healed by your word of love and righteousness. Amen. And this is our reading for Pentecost from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they all asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, a sermon. When was the last time you had trouble communicating with someone? Maybe it's because you didn't understand the other person's language. Here's an interesting fact. There are a little over 7,000 languages in the world, but communication researchers believe that the most of them share one common word. This one word has the same meaning in every language, And it's a similar, and it has a similar pronunciation in almost every language. What is the universal word I'm talking about? It's huh? N.J. Enfield and his colleagues studied 31 languages from 16 different language family groups, and they came up with the same conclusion. Huh? Is the easiest and fastest sound to make when we don't understand something said in conversation. Conversations usually move quickly, and it takes less than a second to say, huh? It's also a sound that can be made when the tongue and mouth are in a relaxed position, so it doesn't require much effort. And this is universally understood to mean, wait a minute, I didn't understand you. It's one strange little word that encourages clarity and better communication. In an article for the American Scientific Magazine, Enfield writes, huh does not stand for universal confusion. It stands for universal cooperation. It shows that there is a global need and a willingness to pause a conversation and sort out communication problem as it occurs. We'll all feel a little better the next time someone says, huh? To us, because it gives us an opportunity to clear up any misunderstanding. A few months back, I read an interview with Luis Van On, the creator of Duolingo, the most popular language learning app in the world. Almost 50 million people around the world use this app each month. Luis was born in Guatemala, where he saw a vast gap in the educational opportunities offered to poor children. As he said, what happens is the people who have money can buy themselves the best education in the world, and because of that, they remain having a lot of money, whereas the people don't have very much money barely learn how to read and write and therefore remain not having very much money. He created Duolingo as a free learning app because he wanted every person on earth to have an equal opportunity to learn another language, especially English. According to Luis, the approximately 800 million people around the world are trying to learn English in order to lift themselves out of poverty. It was always his dream to give the poorest citizens the same educational opportunities as the richest citizens in terms of learning a new language. Well, back to our Bible story, which is all about languages in one way. Remember the believers sit and wait as Christ has instructed them until they receive the promised Holy Spirit. It's important to notice, sometimes when we're sitting and waiting, we're not doing nothing. We are doing as we have been instructed by our Lord. So they're waiting, and then it happened. Our Bible passage reads, suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is a pivotal moment in human history. It's the beginning of a worldwide Christian church. God sent His Spirit on us for the purpose of partnering with us for the good of the world. So yes, you could say this is a really important moment that we commemorate today. The first great gift we receive from Pentecost is that the Holy Spirit fills us with the mind of God. What would we see if we saw it through God's eyes? When we see a world that's governed by God's peace and love and justice? In 2020, a 13-year-old boy named Abraham was diagnosed with aplastic anemia. Abraham would need to undergo radiation treatments and a bone marrow transplant to treat his condition. That's a lot for anyone to endure. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation in Abraham's hometown arranged to grant him a wish to cheer him up as he went through treatment. Most of us can imagine dozens of things we wished for when we were 13 years old. But this young man isn't like most of us. Abraham used his wish to request help to feed the homeless citizens in Jackson's Poindexter Park for a year. In September 2021, Abraham and the volunteers from the foundation used food donated by local businesses, serve meals to about 80 homeless people in Poindexter Park. The Make-A-Wish Foundation partnered with Abram to get supplies and volunteers so he could serve a meal once each month for 1 year to those in need. That was his Make-A-Wish wish. How did a 13-year-old get the vision and compassion to feed the homeless people in his local park for 1 year? As Abram said in an interview with his local news station, "I'm a person of hope. So when you come against a big mountain, you have to remember you have a big God." That's what the Holy Spirit did for the believers at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit reminded them that they have a big God, a God that would equip them for any challenge. It filled them with the mind of God, with God's compassion and vision for filling the world with his grace and truth. And from that point on, no matter what challenges they faced, the believers at Pentecost lived as people of great hope, and they changed the world into the world of love we now have. At Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit on a group of believers to fill them with the mind of God. What kind of vision does God have for us? How does God want to work through us? There are powerful and awesome dreams God has for this world that he wants to accomplish through ordinary people like us. And now our hymn. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now, let us join together in a time of prayer. Empowering God, you gave the Church the abiding presence of your Holy Spirit. Look upon your Church today, and hear our petitions. We pray for Gus, Jay, Maddox, Randy, Rick, Shelley, Martin, Sharon, Anne, Marcel, Tara, Jeff, Nicole, and Shelley, Jean, Sarah Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Janice, Darren, Roland, and Elaine, Debbie, Garfield, Eunice, Connie, Jack, and Julie, Joel, Melanie, Marlene, and Pam, Ella, Kiana, and Nancy, Donna, Jamie, Diane, Norma, Dave, Peter, and Dan, Marilyn, Val, Karen, Bill, Sheila, Jessica, Sonia, and Jamie, Alan, Dory, Belinda, Kim, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff. Grant that, gathered and directed by your Spirit, we may confess Christ as Lord and combine our diverse gifts with a single passion to continue his mission in this world until we join in your eternal praise. Amen. Now, as our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And a prayer based on Scripture for today. Perplexing Pentecostal God, you infuse us with your Spirit, urging us to vision and dream. May the gift of your presence find voice in our lives, that our babbling may be transformed into discernment, and the flickering of many tongues light an unquenchable fire of compassion and justice. Amen. And now, the blessing from our Book of Common Prayer. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. It's always good to hear from you. And now we will sing our parting blessing song.
May God's blessings surround you each day as you trust Him. Peace.